I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com, take a look at the shows and the hosts, and get the information that will help you be better informed and make more informed choices in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair. For over 33 years, the Rhoda Psychic Fair is bringing the best of spirituality, metaphysics, readers, healers, and vendors to the Monterey, Santa Cruz areas. And it's coming back October 29th and 30th at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Now, that's close to Halloween and Samhain and All Saints Day and All Souls Day, the time when the veils between the worlds are thin. And that means only one thing. It's time to have fun. So you can come in costume, come as who you might have been, come as who you might become, or just come as who you are. But visit rhodapsychicfair.com, get on the email list so you can be informed of the upcoming events, as well as one of our sister events this weekend, the Virtual Psychic Fair. Get on the email list so you can be notified, and remember to come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair October 29th and 30th at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Well, here we are, so close to the end of June, and as we know, the first 6 months of the year are that creative cycle, and the second 6 months are the manifesting cycle. So it's a question of, what have you been intending? What will you be manifesting? What are you doing to shift, adjust, or move on with your life? And as you know, one of the ways I use to work through this energy is by day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And at that time, he took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs that says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wanted us to know that our present reality today is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. But our past thoughts and actions don't create our future. Every day, we awaken to a new day and a new opportunity to create our future anew, through our thoughts, our beliefs, our actions. And so in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into a little bit for each day of the month. And yesterday was the 22nd, and he said, create your own circumstances. A person only begins to become the person he wants to be when he ceases to whine and revile and commences to search for the hidden justice which regulates his life. Now, I don't know if you're like me. I pretty much like my whining and reviling. But I understand that as long as I'm focused on that, I can't be focused on where I want to get to or what I want to do. And today, for the 23rd day of the month, he tells us, your thoughts brought you here. I think that's what I just said. You are today where your thoughts have brought you, and you will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. So remember, what we focus on most, we create or attract into our lives. We draw that energy to us. If we're spending our time complaining, then our complaints are going to manifest more and more and more, because that's where our focus is. Now, there's a couple of things we could do that I'll talk about a little later, but I want to, before we go to our segment host today, I want to just mention what the Daily Word has for us. And the Daily Word for today tells us, I open my heart and mind to Spirit's limitless grace. So later on, we're going to talk a little bit about gratitude and what we can do to help with our intentions for this year. But let's go to Joyce Muse. Now, Joyce has been practicing the ancient art of astrology for modern times for many, many years. She combines an extensive knowledge of the correlation between the planets and human cycles with her natural rapport, compassion, humor, and understanding of the challenges and opportunities of life. Now, she shares her understanding of astrology for dealing with life's problems with a large following of loyal clients through phone or Skype calls, and her greatest pleasure in life is helping people find understanding, clarity, and hope about their current situations, families, and relationships. Most people experience an aha moment in her readings because knowing the right timing can mean the difference between frustration or fulfillment. Not all astrologers are created equal. The intelligence, the life experience, and the personality of the astrologer are what does or does not ensure the quality of the information received. And we're very lucky that on the fourth Thursday of every month, Joyce Muse joins us for Your Lucky Stars to share the benefits of astrology and guidance from the heavens. So welcome, Joyce, to Good Vibrations Radio.
Thank you, Solazar. Happy to be here. So you want me just to start in on the stars?
Oh, I'm sorry. Happy to have you. And yes, please go ahead.
Well, yes. Well, keeping a sense of humor is a number one in my book. I mean, things have been so intense lately, and it just seems like one crisis after another. And this June has been particularly intense, probably for a couple of reasons. One is that the planets have been forming what we call a grand cross, or dynamic tension between four points in the zodiac. So in astrology, we have cardinal planets, which are the planets that are signs that initiate action, like Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn. They're the cardinal signs, and the cardinal points are the solstices and equinoxes. So whenever the sun moves into one of those four signs, we're at a turning point in the year. And of course, we just had the summer solstice. It came early this year on the 20th. So the sun went into the sign of Cancer last Monday. And it was also the day of the full moon. So that was quite an intense summer solstice. So the summer solstice marks the 3 months that begin on the summer solstice and end on the autumn equinox. So we cast a chart for the summer solstice, and that's the chart of the next 3 months. So it's always got the sun in that zero point of Cancer. And this year, since the full moon was on the same day, the full moon shows up in the summer solstice event chart. So that's good. It's good to have a full moon on a solstice. I mean, it's a standout, and it makes the energy that much more dynamic and intense. But what's really going on is that four-pointed square, which today and on the summer solstice pits Mercury in Gemini opposite Saturn in Sagittarius, square Neptune in Pisces opposite Jupiter in Virgo. So that four-pointed square has been intense for the whole month of June, and it's actually starting to fade as Mercury is in the 18th degree, and the other parts of the Grand Cross are at 11 and 12 degrees. Actually, Jupiter's moved on to 16. So what does that mean? I mean, it takes the energy of those four planets, which is the mental planet of communication, Mercury, Saturn, the planet of structure and form. Saturn, they call the great taskmaster, and points us in the direction of the work we need to do. Jupiter, the lucky planet of opportunity and expansion, is in Virgo, and right now it's exactly conjunct the north node of the moon. So that's the point of destiny with the planet of opportunity and abundance. So that implies we're at a point of opportunity, and those two are opposite the planet Neptune in Pisces. So Neptune in Pisces is pretty active right now because it's trining the planets that are in Cancer. Right now we have the Sun and Venus in Cancer, and pretty soon Mercury will join them. So having all the water signs in harmony with Neptune and Pisces, it's a good thing. It could also be a confusing thing. Neptune is the planet of highest ideals and spirituality and creativity, but it can also be spaciness and confusion. So having Neptune involved just kind of ungrounds the whole situation. So why all the violence? Why did the Orlando massacre happen? You know, and the subsequent Democratic filibuster in the Senate, and the what we saw last night was the sit-in of the Congress by the Democrats, insisting that we do some common sense legislation on gun reform. Well, you know, it seems to be we're at a tipping point, and this Grand Cross probably has a lot to do with the tipping point. The reason for the violence in general that we've seen is Mars. The action and anger planet Mars has been what they call Mars Max cycle of extreme murder, mayhem, fires, clashes, crashes, and explosions. So that's pretty intense, and it's a lot to lay on Mars, but Mars can probably deserve it, especially for violence and fires. And it seems like the whole West is breaking out in fires right now. So, there's three major crests in the Mars Max cycle. It's direct station, which is between April 17th and June 29th. And then, actually, it's in retrograde motion right now. And then the Sun-Mars opposition took place back on May 22nd. So when planets station, either going direct or retrograde, and it's not just Mercury that goes retrograde, but from our viewpoint on the planet Earth, looking at the planets in the sky, retrograde motion is when they appear to be going backwards. And they slow way down for a fairly long time as they station. So that makes the point where they station become more than usually significant. So Mars is within a degree of its June 29th station at 23 degrees of Scorpio, all the way from June 18th through July 11th, about 3 weeks. Usually, Mars occupies a 2-degree wide slot of the heavens for a week or less. So having this station at 23 degrees of Scorpio for 3 weeks is extreme and concentrated. So a lot of what's been going on we can blame on the Mars station. And Mars perigee means it's as close to the Earth as it is going to get. So if you have any planets at the 23 degrees of Scorpio or Taurus, you need to be more careful. You don't want to blunder into harm's way. So astrology is all about seeing when there is a dangerous cycle and preparing for it. But for most of us, the Mars Max at its worst is edgy, rash, and careless people. Mostly just irritating. But not always, and certainly not for everyone. So we need to stay clear, calm, and focused with our wits about us. This comes from Richard Knoll, who has a World Forecast highlights that you can find on Facebook. Richard Knoll, N-O-L-L-E. So a lot of storm seismic activity between the 18th and 24th of June. So it's intense. So what was happening at the Orlando massacre was the Grand Cross, of course, and Mars in its maximum station retrograde. And the moon during the massacre was in Virgo, conjunct the North Node in Virgo. So quite a lineup in Virgo during that horrible incident. And then the Democratic filibuster was at June 15th. Last week, one of the senators had the nerve to hold the floor for 15 hours to talk about gun licensing. We license our cars, we license our trucks, you know, we have to have insurance on our houses. Why don't we have to license guns? I mean, it's ridiculous, really. But anyway, the Democratic filibuster came with the Sun and Venus in Gemini, Mercury in Gemini, which is the sign of communication, the sign that likes to talk. And then we had just yesterday the Democratic sit-in in the House of Congress, Congressional House, where the Sun was in Cancer, had just moved into Cancer, and we still have that Grand Cross thing happening in mutable signs. So that's really not going to, it's going to stop being a cross and start being a T-square as Mercury changes signs, which is going to happen on June 18th. No, that was last week. So Venus went into Cancer on the 18th. And Mercury doesn't go into Cancer until the 30th. But even as of today, it's moving away from the intensity of the Grand Cross. So summer solstice, we're in the summertime, the Sun in Cancer. It's a time of home, security, family. It's often the time when families get together for their summer vacations. I love the sign of Cancer. It has to do with security and home and family. Let me find my little piece of paper on Cancer. Well, of course I can't, but so part of that Grand Cross is Jupiter square Saturn, which is pretty close to exact. And they're opposite principles. Jupiter wants expansion, Saturn wants contraction. Mercury wants communication, Neptune wants creativity and spirituality. So it's like we're on a cross being pulled in four directions. And it wouldn't be unusual for you to be experiencing feelings of an era coming to an end. Some people might feel depressed, or melancholic, or weary, or even ill, caused by depletion or frustration. So this is a good time for meditation, prayer, ritual, for moderation, for freeing ourselves from delusions, and for learning and doing the hard work we need to do to ground and inspire our imagination. And then Jupiter opposite Neptune can lead us down the tiny path of deception and overly optimistic perspectives. Also spiritual mania and a loss of faith. So we have a lot of seesawing going on between opposing principles. Saturn to Neptune, Jupiter to Saturn, and Mercury. But Saturn and Jupiter and Neptune are going to stay in their positions. And what do we have to look forward to? We have to look forward to the new moon, the next new moon, which will happen right on the 4th of July. So the USA has its birthday every year on the 4th of July. Every year on the 4th of July, the country as a whole gets a new solar return. So there'll be a new moon in this new year's solar return, and in Cancer, right in the middle of Cancer. So we were born under the sign of Cancer as a country. So whatever's going on with the sign of Cancer is going on also with the USA. Also, Canada is a Cancerian country, too. So the new moon on the 4th of July has four planets lined up together in the sign of Cancer, opposing the planet Pluto and squaring the planet Uranus. So nothing but squares, people. Squares create energy. Energy creates the opportunity to resolve the conflicts in our life. It shows us the conflicts and then gives us the energy to resolve them. So, I mean, obviously, as a nation, we're going through a time of crisis, and it shows in the chart of the USA, because the USA is a Cancer as well. And over the last few years, the planet Pluto has been opposing the Sun of the USA's chart and squaring the Saturn of the USA's chart. So us as a nation are in a growth period. And, you know, Cancer doesn't like to let go. Cancer clings to things, clings to what makes it feel secure. So with that, all the planets in Cancer right now and on the 4th of July, you know, it's a time to, as adults, you know, help our child self let go of things we've outgrown. So that's kind of some of what's going on right now. The USA is having its first Pluto return. It's going to take another 10 years for that to be exact, but we're already in the process of transforming the identity of the USA. And happening in England today, they're voting on whether or not to stay in the European Union. I wonder if we were given an opportunity to stay in the United States, if all of us would want to. You know, it's hard to compromise with so many people, so many different people. And that really shows in the transits that our country is having right now. And our country is having a progressed sun trine Neptune. So we're not all glued together with reality. Obviously, Neptune likes to elevate us and unground us and take us beyond our normal reality. It can be elevating. It can also be make us more sensitive, emotional, moody. And Cancer is a moody sign anyway. So our new solar return chart on the new moon on the 4th of July looks like we're going to make some moves towards expansion and opportunity, but also take more responsibility for ourselves as a nation. And if we don't, we're definitely in big trouble. And then new moon means new beginnings, and it looks like new financial beginnings, and our resources become much more important. And maybe our job for the year 2016 starting on the 4th of July has to do with successfully handling our resources, our finances. You know, I mean, we're the only nation in the world that spends 60% of our resources on the military. And you know, we don't have the trains and the roads and the bridges and the structures that other countries have managed to to manifest for themselves, because we're so busy arming and going to war. But hopefully that'll correct itself. We do have doors opening and opportunities coming in 2016. And 2017, we have an opportunity to really become more stabilized. So we have a new moon on the 4th of July, and then we have our full moon on the 19th of July, full moon in Capricorn. And that's the week of the Republican National Convention. I did some charts on the convention. Let's see if I can find them, because they're a week apart. The Republican National Convention comes up July 18th. And here, I've got it here. So on July 18th, what's going on? The sun will still be in Cancer. The moon will be in Capricorn, conjunct Pluto on the day it begins. So the Republican National Convention, you open up with a sun square to Uranus. So there is potential for upheaval, chaos, and revolution. Things may not go as anybody planned. I mean, who the nominee is a Uranian himself, and then the sun squares Uranus. So there's some unpredictability in the Republican Convention. And then the time for the final speech on that Thursday night, the sun's in the very last degree of Cancer, still squaring Uranus. So it looks like they'll work it out, but Mars is really active. There'll be a lot of anger. Mars square the moon right at 9 o'clock. So any final speeches are going to be pretty intense and angry. And then the Democratic Convention is the following week with the sun in Leo and the moon in Aries to start out. So it's a lot more fiery, less emotional. If anything, the Republican Convention is more emotional. The Democratic Convention looks more high energy and playful. So much more fire for the Democrats. And their keynote, final address, sun's in Leo, moon's in Gemini. So whoever gets the nomination will have time for a nice, long, chatty speech. And we know Hillary's capable of it. I don't know about Bernie, but I'm sure he's going to have some kind of influence at the convention. So looks like some exciting times coming up. The sun will go into Leo on the 22nd of July, and then we'll have our next, I'll be the radio host again on July 28th after the sun moves through the first few degrees, the first week of Leo. So it's the time to bask in your home and establish family bonds, redefine what home means to you. This is the time to celebrate the human Cancer, a moody sign, but also a very sensitive sign. So Cancers, it's your turn to celebrate your existence and your association with home and family and business. Cancers are the great savers of the zodiac, and they can amass quite a fortune. So Cancer is a lively sign, has moon-given intuition and natural ability to soothe us when we need it most. And we definitely need it these days with all that's going on. So just kind of hang in with all this intensity at the Grand Cross, and no, Mars, retrograde Mars, will start to lighten up on the last day of June when it stations direct. So that's about it.
Are you there? Joyce, I wanted to ask you, with all the Cancer energy, will we be feeling a little bit more, let's say, vulnerable or sensitive, since there's a big sensitivity to the Cancer energy?
Yes, definitely. Cancer is one of the more sensitive signs, but it's also the most practical of the water signs. You know, with Neptune trining the sign Cancer right now, especially since it's trining the Sun of the USA, you know, people are more emotional. And maybe that's why we're seeing this political action in the Congress.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time since we've seen anybody take a real stand, like we've been seeing these last few days.
Yeah, and so, maybe it was just the idea that, you know, four different bills went down, and it was kind of enough is enough. We need to do something, take some action.
Well, hopefully this election is going to show the Republicans that what they've been doing is not working for anybody. And there's no reason why we can't have the same civilized gun checks and licensing that other countries have. We're the only civilized nation to have this kind of problem.
Yeah, yeah. And it's because of our broad interpretation of the Second Amendment. We like to make that seem like it means the minute you have a birth certificate, you have a right to own a gun.
So. Yeah. Well, it doesn't seem practical to me.
Sure doesn't. Certainly doesn't work in our modern society the way it's going.
No.
So we are going through this whole period, really, of re-identification of self. From what you said, it's kind of like, it sounds a little bit like, you know, everything's up for grabs and just hold your center wherever you can. Does that seem to summarize almost at a high level?
Yeah, that sounds good. Hold your center.
Yeah, it's just the holding the center. That's the tough part.
Yeah. Well, nobody said it was going to be easy. I kept waiting for life to get easy, and I guess it doesn't.
It sure doesn't seem to, no matter what. So what's the best way for people to get in touch with you if they want some more information personally?
They can call me here at 831-236-6572. You can find me on Facebook under Pacific Astrology. And you can always email me at accjdm@gmail.com.
And they can also know that since you're an ordained minister, you do beautiful wedding ceremonies in by the bay here in the Monterey Carmel area, wherever they want to be, and they could also get in touch with you for a wedding if they choose.
Sure, I'd love to do weddings.
Yeah. And so any other points you want us to keep our eyes on going forward, or do you feel you've given us enough for us to get out there and take control?
There was one day that stood out. On July 16th, the Sun squares Uranus. So that would be a day to be cautious. July 7th, the Sun opposes Pluto. So it's still that Pluto-Uranus square that's causing some trouble. But hopefully we're learning and growing and able to handle it better than we did a year or two ago.
Yeah. And we're almost fully out of that, I guess, by the end of this year sometime or in the fall.
Well, Uranus is at 24 degrees and Pluto's back at 16. So they're 8 degrees from an exact square. So that's good.
Yeah.
It's separating.
So I want to let folks know also that they'll be able to hear this again if they feel they missed pieces of it. It'll replay tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. right here on Radio Monterey. And I'm also going to replay it next Thursday because it was so much information that I think it's important for people to take the time to hear it a few times to make sure that they get all of those points down that you pointed out for us.
Well, thank you, Salazar. I really appreciate that.
So thank you, and I really appreciate you joining us, and I really appreciate you and Peter and all that you both do. So thanks again. And if there's nothing else you want to share, have a wonderful evening. If there's plenty more you want to share, we're right here for you.
Okay. I think I'll sign off now.
Okay. Thanks so much, Joyce. Thanks for such a blessing and a joy. Well, that was quite a lot to really take in and consider, but not quite a lot in an overwhelming way, but just a lot for us to consider going forward. I think that that's very important. It ties in, of course, with what we've been sharing all month going forward. And this is the month when it's critical, not just important, but it is critical for us to get a clear intention of where we want to move our life to. It won't move by tomorrow, but we have to create that presence, that intention, and that focus today. Now, when I started the show, I started, as I always do, with Day by Day by James Allen. And a couple of the points that I passed from James Allen's Day by Day was, create your own circumstances and your thoughts brought you here, that you are today where your thoughts have brought you, and you will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. To me, that ties directly into what Joyce shared about the upcoming aspects, and especially in this next week. So keeping forward for this next week, before you hear this show again next Thursday, it will replay tomorrow on Friday, but before next Thursday, we're going to have quite a few things going on. We're going to have... So Jupiter in Virgo will be trining Pluto in Capricorn on the 26th, which is Sunday, and that's going to be 5:30 a.m. Pacific. And so what that means is that on a day-to-day level, we're going to want to change things. We're going to want to get to the bottom of any issue going on in our life that we feel is a problem, a misstep, or something that's not really working the way we want it to. And then also on the 27th, we have many things going on. We have Chiron, our wounded healer, going retrograde. And the importance of that is Chiron is about our childhood woundings. And those are the woundings we carried all of our life coming forward and may not have cleared. And what Chiron wants us to do is to clear those woundings. Chiron wants to bring recognition. Just as Joyce was talking about the squares happen so that dynamic tension can bring recognition to the issues we need to resolve or work on or heal in the case of Chiron. So Chiron going retrograde is going to drive us internal for identification of those emotional childhood wounding areas, those traumas we haven't fully resolved or cleared. Watch for that, and that's at 4:10 a.m. And then at 5:30 a.m. on the 26th, the other issue we're going to have there is Jupiter in Virgo is going to trine Pluto in Capricorn. Now, a trine is always a pleasant aspect, of course, but it's Jupiter in Virgo, that pattern of beneficence being held in check by kind of the restrictions and the requirements and the rules and et cetera and so on. But we're going to want to change I mentioned that already. We're going to want to change and clear any misstep. But it's also on the 27th, I'm sorry, I already mentioned that. On the 27th, not only do we have Venus in Cancer trining Neptune in Pisces. Now, Venus in Cancer trining Neptune in Pisces, along with that Chiron retrograde, this is one that's almost the same as what's going on in our Jupiter our Jupiter in Virgo trining Pluto in Capricorn. This Venus in Cancer trining Neptune in Pisces will not be as powerful an aspect, but we're going to think more about what we're actually doing, about our consideration of others, about what we do with others, how we connect with others, how others are connected with us. So it's going to be a compassionate, nurturing time, and it would be a good time, especially with that Chiron retrograde, to look into nurturing of ourselves. How are we healing ourselves? How are we managing ourselves? I'm not talking about that you're buying yourself that beautiful cheesecake. I'm talking about how are you managing your health, your wellness? How are you honoring and respecting yourself in the way you're living your life and the choices you're making? It's very important that we take a look at all of that. And then we're going to have Mercury's going to enter Cancer, of course, at the same time that, as Joyce mentioned, we're going to have Mars coming out of going direct in Scorpio. So Mercury on the 29th is going to enter Cancer at 4:24 p.m. Pacific time. And Joyce spoke a little bit about that. It's going to clear up any prior disruptions that it experienced while it was sitting in Gemini. But this is going to be, we've gone from the socialized, externalized, being out there communication of Mercury and Gemini, to now we're going to be a little more internal. This is about listening to our own intuition, listening to our higher self, listening to what's going on inside of ourselves. Now, we want to be careful that it's not a listening at such detail level that we are not hearing the other people around us. There's a tendency for that with Mercury in Cancer. Cancer is very insular. Cancer is very much about itself. So we want to pay attention that we're still hearing what other people are saying. And if we're perceiving that we have a problem with someone else, let's go back to what I said earlier in the week about Michael Chase's School of Kindness. Think, am I being kind before we express those words? Very important as we go forward. The other thing, as Joyce mentioned, of course, was Mars going direct in Scorpio. And that's going to be at 4:38 p.m. Pacific time. So we're going to have 4:24 p.m. is going to be when Mercury goes into Cancer. And then 4:38 p.m., Mars goes direct in Scorpio. Now, as has been brought out by Joyce, Mars is our action planet. It's action, it's force. But Scorpio is secretive. Scorpio governs the sexual organs, which is about, it's all about secrets, about being private, keeping it away from public view. So this is not really as good a pairing of planet to sign as it might first seem on the surface. So we may find ourselves going into intense stubbornness. We might be a little too proud. We might be resistant to change. And yet all the other energies around us are going to be asking us to consider change, to take a look at what we can change. So it's a time for practicing, again, as we mentioned with Joyce, holding that balance, keeping your center, being calm. We're persuading rather than steering. We're persuading rather than pushing. We're persuading rather than bullying. Now, if someone comes on strongly to you and you feel your temperature rising, walk away. Get space. Don't talk for a while. Do not force the issue because it can't have that level of intensity. But we're going to be moving forward again. And because of this Cancer energy, we may find ourselves getting that Cancerian insular look inside where we're only focused on what's important to us and not others around us. It's important with this Mars going direct that we are still paying attention to impact, effect on others and the consideration of others. And then on the 30th of June, which is going to be next Thursday when we will replay this show, we're going to have Venus in Cancer opposing Pluto in Capricorn. And that's going to hit us at 8:32 p.m. Pacific time. That's going to be a good time with that opposition to air out any concerns of your love life, because you do not want to take those concerns forward into the manifesting period of the year. Pluto governs their secrets. It governs transformation. It governs rebirth. But it also governs resentment. And so does, unfortunately, this Cancerian energy. Cancer easily builds resentments from the sensitivity slights or hurts that it perceives others are directing toward it. So Pluto also governs that. And sometimes Pluto doesn't like revealing the real source of a problem or issue. It prefers to divert attention by attacking instead of having the conversation. So when we start going into this energy of Venus in Cancer opposing Pluto in Capricorn, it's important once again for us to maintain that balance, that distance, and be able to participate in it as an observer and not necessarily as the heart of the matter. That's going to be difficult. If you're in a relationship, you're going to want to work through it gingerly and gently. If you're not in a relationship, you're going to feel very strongly that you want to be. And you might even become fascinated with that. This is not the energy to initiate, establish, or start a relationship. If you should meet someone, that's fine. Keep it there. Get back to them later. But this is not the energy. It's going to be in strong focus on the last day of this month. You're going to want passion. You're going to want intensity. But you're really going to need a clearing out of what you think you want versus what you really do need. And that's going to come with time. So be honest. Be above board. Watch your tempers. Practice patience. Practice calmness. Now, I said at the top of the show before introducing Joyce, I was going to come back around for ways for us to really focus in to get what we want. And there's one absolutely clear way to make sure we have that focus, and it's to practice a daily practice of gratitude. And the mantra that I share with you is one that Reverend Charlotte Tinker brought through, quote, through her spirit guide of Kuan Yin, and that she shared on Good Vibrations Radio last year. And it's a powerful one. It's easy to remember. It's absolutely important, and you can do it when you wake up. You should do it when you wake. Well, I won't say you should. There's no shouldings here. But it's recommended you do it when you wake up, and then do it throughout the course of the day. It's very simple. Here's what you say. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Are you getting ready to complain about something? Say, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Are you finding some dissatisfaction with something in your life that you did or didn't do? Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Are you starting to get frustrated or annoyed with someone around you because of what they do or don't? Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. An active practice of gratitude clears away the cobwebs of resentment and negativity that we draw in that blocks our ability to attract more of the light to ourselves and to live from more of a place of light. This is very important for us to adopt, to understand, and to exercise. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And when that person hurts you and harms you or you feel wounded from them, remember, start with the Ho'oponopono where you're forgiving yourself before you pretend or act to forgive the other person. And the reason I say pretend is because we can never forgive another person if we haven't first forgiven ourselves. So here's some additional affirmations. And those of you who send me an email asking for them, I will send them to you. But for right now, we'll say them. And then I'll say them with space for you to repeat them. They come from the book Activate Joy by Alexandra Parnes. And they're to remind each and every one of us how worthy and deserving we are. I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I am worthy of feeling my own feelings. I am worthy of loving and being loved. I am worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I'm worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I have complete faith in myself, and I know my worthiness. I'm going to say them through rather quickly this time, not to be fast, but just without the space, so that you can hear them once again. I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I'm worthy of feeling my own feelings. I'm worthy of loving and being loved. I'm worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I'm worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I have complete faith in myself, and I know my worthiness. So as we go forward into the end of this month, what time we have left, it's important for us to take the time to get very clear on the areas we want to create shifts in our life. Remember, we're focused on what we want to move to or become. We're not focused on what we're leaving behind. We're not saying, I don't want to sniffle anymore. I want to blow my nose. Then we're just putting down what we want to do going forward. You know, I want to work for myself. You know, but don't say want. Take want out of it. I work for myself. Let's talk about the affirmations, but write down where you want to be. They're not necessarily the same as affirmations, but write down where you want to be. And then when you create an affirmation, you create it in a positive voice, and you always say, in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. For instance, in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, I work for myself. In an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, I exhibit health and well-being. In an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, I am physically fit as well as healthy. In an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, I am financially stable and all my needs are taken care of. In an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, my relationships are loving and supportive. Do you see how I did that? They're positive statements. In an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, are added in. Now, Mark Allen, who provided that, also says, always add in its own right time. I'm not against that, but I'd like you to get started with in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, so you could start framing that thought in your mind. Remember, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. So as we go toward the close of this show, I want to add one more thing that was shared to us last year by Joyce Day Muse, who was our segment host today. And it's from the book, The Gentle Way by Tom Moore. When you're looking and creating something as an intention going forward and you're discussing it even out loud or to yourself, remember what we're seeking is not a specific outcome. We're seeking the most desirable outcome. The reason I say the most desirable outcome is often what's best for us is not what we believe or see it to be. Often what's best for us, as Joyce was talking about squares in astrology, is something that comes out of a moment of dynamic tension, something that we're not anticipating. We have this unexpected dynamic tension. As a result of that unexpected dynamic tension, our thought process and the way we look at a situation shifts in a way we hadn't anticipated. And that's where the enlightenment, the opening, and the resolution comes from. So when we're asking for things out loud, remember our most desirable outcome. When we're actually writing them down, remember to write, I want the most desirable outcome for being financially solvent and my needs taken care of. When we turn that into an affirmation, we're saying, in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, I am financially solvent and all my needs are met. They're two different areas, but they're focusing on the same thing. We're opening ourselves up. We're not defining to the universe what the universe must do when the universe knows better what it must do, can do, should do, or will do. We're also allowing ourselves to be an active participant, The most desirable outcome doesn't mean I sit in an easy chair and eat bonbons. The most desirable outcome may be I have to get engaged for 2 days a week or 3 days a week or 1 day a week or 5 hours a day or 3 hours a day, whatever it turns out to be. That's the most desirable outcome. We just don't know it yet. So going forward in this last month of the creative cycle, allow yourself to be open, allow yourself to be ready, and always remember to allow yourself to forgive by forgiving yourself. You've heard again, time and again on the show, we're big fans of Ho'oponopono from the Hawaiian Art of Forgiveness, from the Huna healing tradition, shamanic tradition. And here's how I do it. I use these four phrases as recommended by Dr. Yu Lin. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Daily, we want to forgive because forgiving ourselves forgives others. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. We want to practice our gratitude. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. We want to write out the directions we want to create the shift in our life. I want the most desirable outcome for my financial stability and all my needs being met. I want the most desirable outcome for all loving, supporting relationships in my life. And then we want to take those same elements and turn them into our affirmations in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. I am financially solvent and all my needs are met. In an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, all my relationships are supportive and loving. Doing that work on a daily basis, on a regular basis, on a recurring basis, will bring more light and gifts into our life. And it will release the elements that if we focused on, we'd end up giving power to. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Sol Azar. Our segment host today was Joyce Muse from Pacific Astrology. Don't forget to look her up on Facebook on Joyce Muse's Pacific Astrology. And you can call her at 831-236-6572 to arrange for a private consultation or session. This show will be repeated on Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on New Radio Monterey. And we'll be back live on Monday at noon Pacific time with Kirilani and Go With The Flow. Between now and then, we hope that you can turn the lead in your life into gold. And as we close out, I'm going to close out with one of my all-time favorites from the Beatles.
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.